Oceans play a crucial role in shaping the Earth's climate. To better understand that function, scientists are setting up a global ocean observing system. That's a worldwide network that would include satellites to monitor the ocean surface, with fleets of drifting instruments and fixed observatories moored at key sites around the world. Robert Weller is a senior scientist in physical oceanography at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. He says the project will help scientists predict hurricanes and will help them understand more about global warming and long-term climate cycles such as El Niño.
Well, the primary data we get is the surface meteorology, the winds, the radiation from the sun, humidity, air temperature. And then in the ocean, we measure temperature, salinity, and currents. Now, one of the things we really are concerned about is the ocean's role in climate, how much heat is stored in the ocean, how much carbon dioxide is stored in the ocean. So to understand that, what we need to measure is what we call the forcing of the ocean by the atmosphere, that surface meteorology, and we need to measure how the ocean responds and stores things like heat in its interior.
You said that it might tell you something about El Niño.
That's right. We have 70 moorings in the tropical Pacific to help us predict El Niño.
What do these moorings tell you about global warming?
They'll be a key part of understanding global warming. What they'll do is they'll tell us how temperature from the surface of the ocean to the interior and salinity are changing. It's really an interesting interconnected system where as temperature and salinity vary, the rate of flow into the interior of the ocean and the pathways by which the water moves change as those properties change. One of the things we're really interested in is the high North Atlantic, where typically much of the deep water in the oceans is formed each winter when it gets cooled, made more dense, and sinks into the interior. What we're concerned about is what will happen if the ice caps melt, if fresh water flows out. Now, fresh water is buoyant. When the winter comes, the winter cannot cool the fresh water enough to make it sink. We could, if we melt the ice cap, shut off this sinking and this large-scale ocean circulation.
Are ocean measurements of global warming superior to atmospheric measurements?
In some ways. The ocean is an integrator, an accumulator. If we look at great depth, you know, we can, in effect, watch these new man-made signals, heat, CO2, penetrate and move into the ocean.
And you don't know which way the water is going, too.
No, we don't know how the properties are changing, and we don't know where it's going. Models suggest that if we shut off this large-scale circulation, things could happen like Dublin could now have the climate of Spitsbergen.
You mean it won't follow normal currents?
That's quite possible. Mm-hmm. The ocean normally works to take heat from the equator and move it to the poles. If we disrupt these large-scale flow patterns, it's quite possible that will dramatically reduce the poleward flow of heat in the North Atlantic, and Europe would be much colder.
Is there any place left in the oceans that's a mystery? Some place that is just so remote that no one's bothered to go there on a regular basis and register any information?
You know, our greatest mystery is what we call the Southern Oceans, where ships don't routinely go, where the weather is terrible and the waves are huge. We have so few measurements down there, we don't know what's going on.
Robert Weller of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts.